Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hello, everybody. Today we are going to be talking about negotiations of pricing and why it's important. So let's first introduce myself. I'm Janine Kalbach, the host of this podcast, Savvy Scribe. If you guys are enjoying this, please give me your feedback, give me a review. Reviews always help so much. And I don't think people realize that. Even heck, if you go to a local restaurant, give them a review, it helps them too. So besides me today, give your local restaurant a review. It's very helpful. But let's talk today about just knowing how to negotiate effectively and why it's such an important skill. So let's talk about the importance of effective negotiation. Crucial aspect of freelancing. You own your own business. You can set your prices and do whatever the heck you want with them, which is pretty cool. But it is the backbone of successful freelance writing as well. It goes beyond haggling for rates and forging fair partnerships and fostering strong client relationships. But here's why it is so crucial.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
It's crucial to secure fair compensation. Negotiation is your tool to ensure you're getting fairly compensated. And by setting the right price for your work, you're not only just benefiting yourself, you're also establishing value towards the profession and contributing to industry standards. So when that one freelance writer out there is charging way low, it's going to put in the client's mind that that person is not a good writer because you don't want the person. It's the same thing you want, you know, work done on your house. You're not going to hire the lowest. You might, but you might get the crappiest work too. So that's what you want to hire, not based on price, but based on value. And that's what industry standards, securing us our rates fairly as nurse writers across the industry will make the industry change, will make the industry and the clients know that this is the acceptable rate for a nurse writer. Another thing is it helps build strong client relationships. So effective negotiation isn't about getting the upper hand all the time. It's about creating a win-win scenario. So when you and your client feel satisfied with the agreement, it sets the stage for a positive working relationship, trust, mutual respect, clear communication. That's pillar to strong partnerships. So I think negotiation sometimes is a word where we're thinking like it's a battle and we don't want to do it because we're like scared that we're going to lose this battle and whatever. No, once everybody agrees on something, poof, it's out of the way and everything's good. Everything's a great moving forward. But I understand how you feel sometimes that it is a battle because we don't want to feel like salespeople. We don't want to feel like our work is something that is so expensive that nobody should pay for it. No, we're giving. We are. Unfortunately, we're very, very much big givers as nurses, but we do need to be valued and be compensated for that value. And negotiation isn't just a numbers game, honestly. I know it seems like it is because we're talking about pricing, but it actually is deeply entwined in the psychology of pricing. Understanding the psychological like aspects of this is a fundamental area to be successful in negotiation. And there's actually some good books out on negotiation. But let's talk about this like anchoring effect. One psychological principle at play is the principle, it's called the anchoring effect. So when we have the initial offer, whether it's from you or the client, that's your anchor point. It sets a tone for negotiation. because everything's negotiable, guys, everything. So being aware of this effect allows you to strategically position yourself to move forward with negotiation. So for example, if you start the negotiation with a rate that reflects the value of your work, it shows the anchor in your favor. The client's more likely to counter offer around that initial offer, okay? The other thing is perceived value. Clients often perceive value based on various factors. By understanding what factors influence your client's perception of value, you can tailor your negotiation effectively. For example, if a client has a quick turnaround time, they might value that more than a lower rate. So knowing this, you can emphasize your ability to make tight deadlines and use it as a point for negotiation. So say you have a standard rate that you normally use, but they are like, well, how fast could you turn this around? And you're like, well, 3 days. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, for 3 days, this is how much I charge. And you up that. And you just say, that's because if you want a fast turnaround. And they'll go, yeah, I'll pay that because it's a fast turnaround. The other thing is building trust. It's a cornerstone for an effective negotiation. If a client wants to work with someone they trust to give high quality work, that's important too in your negotiation. You need to establish that trust with your client. Also, negotiation based on case studies. If you already have good case studies from previous clients or great testimonials, base your negotiation on that. So-and-so is a brand new writer. They don't have anything. I have this client. So I think you should also put in, you know, consideration for the rate that I have good testimonials and I have shown and proven my work. So I really hope that this has helped you a little bit to start your art of negotiation with clients, and feel free to take these tips and use them in your next discovery call, in your next proposal, whatever that looks like for you. And let your client know that everything is up for negotiation. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. You all take care of yourselves and let me know if this was helpful. Talk to you soon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.